Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, where we open a brand new perek today, is daf Pei Tet. And we're holding right at the beginning of the Halakha perek, Kol HaTadir B'Chaveroi. So now this Mishnah is introducing a new issue, and actually the perek is introducing a new issue. What comes first in terms of the avodot? So we have issues of different chashivut for the korbanot. The first thing, the one that the Torah stresses always comes first, is tedirut. And tedirut is frequency. Actually, tedirut is the modern Hebrew word for frequency, for actual, radio frequency, sound frequency. So this is a tedirut. So our first rule is that kol hatadir mechaviro is kodemet chaviro. Whatever is more frequent, it actually has to be done first. And this means that tamidim are kodmim lemusafim. By definition, the tamid, which isn't called tamid for nothing, it's called tamid because it's every single day, that comes before the musafim, which are the things that are brought only on special occasions. So they're very specifically not tamid. That's why they're called musaf. But then let's say you've got a question of which Musaf would come first. So let's say it's Pesach, but today is Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So what comes first? Well, Musfei Shabbat, first of all, will always come before Musfei Rosh Chodesh, because they come first. So if you have the two coming out together, it's a Shabbos and a Rosh Chodesh. But if it's a Rosh Chodesh, and it's also a Rosh Hashanah, which happens pretty often. So if it's a Musaf Rosh Chodesh and a Musaf Rosh Hashanah, so then the one that comes first is the Rosh Chodesh, because that comes every month, and Rosh Hashanah comes once a year usually. Shenemar vilvad olat haboker asher lo olat tamid tasu et eilet. Now we certainly don't need the olat haboker to be defined as the asher lo lata tamid. I know exactly what the olat haboker is. So what the Torah must be coming to tell me over here is that the olat haboker is always going to be milvad. Whatever is going to be brought afterwards is because it is the olat tamid, which essentially gives us a principle that if something is tamid, then tasu et eile, do all of these in the same way. And that means the Musafim, as well, are going to be a function of Tmidut and Tidirut. Minolan. What do you mean, Minolan? We just read in the Mishnah, Minolan. What kind of weird question is that, Minolan? You just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kidikar Martema, Milvad Olat HaBoker Asher Olat HaTamid. What are you asking? No, I'm asking that how do I know that relative Tidirut is important? Maybe the point of the Torah is actual tamidut, meaning every single day. I mean, that's what it says, the tamid. The fact that you'll have something, a musaf, which hardly ever comes, but one comes more often than the other one. I mean, how do you know that that's important? How do you know that the difference between once a week for Shabbos, or once a month for Rosh Chodesh, or once a year for the Moedim, for Rosh Hashanah, how do you know that those are different since they're only relative differences? Dilma, Tmidimim, Dekadbulu Musafim. Yes, I understand that the Tumid, which is brought daily, that yes, but Musafim, the Musafim, relative to Dirut, how do I know that that is also considered to be the same as the difference between the Ela and the other Kabbalahs? Omar Rabbi Elah, the most famous ta'amim in the Torah. Ka'ele. Everybody loves that one, right? So ka'ele is gufa coming to tell me. Ka'ele ta'asu layom shiv'at yamim. Which tells me that all 7 days of Pesach, you do ka'ele. And that means that ele are ka'ele. So these musafim are the same as the relationship of the tamid and the musaf on the first day. And on the first day, it said, olata tamid. So if you're telling me ka'ela as well, so then it has to mean, even the musafim are the same as the relationship between the tamid and the musaf on the yom HaRishon. And it's the relative to the root that's important. I don't understand how you learn that from Ka'ela. I need to know the din of Ka'ela because it's coming to tell me to bring those karbanos every single day. Well, how do you think that it means Ka'ela is Ka'ela? I mean, it's not an extra pasuk. Don't we need it legufe? I mean, by the legufe? No. Because if it wanted to tell me only that you bring these same karbanos every single day, so then just say, Nichtov, Ela Tasu Layom. What do you have to go through this whole thing? Ka'ela Tasu Layom. Just say, Ela Tasu Layom. But Ka'ela comes to tell me that it has the same din as Ela. No, if it would have said Ela Tasu Layom Shivat Yamim, I would have said that these seven karbanos, you talked about the seven kvasim, was the last thing that you spoke about the musaf, as in every musaf. So these seven kvasim are meant to be brought over the period of Pesach, over the next 7 days, one a day, you know. So havamina l'shivat hayamim. So then you bring over 7 days, one a day. But if it says ka'ela tasu, then it tells me to make seven every single day. But it still doesn't tell me ela ka'ela, does it? How could I have thought that? It says layom. Now layom means per day, okay? So I still have the ka'ela unnecessarily, and must be coming to tell me ela ka'ela, because I already know ela tasu layom, make the same korbanos every single day. So what do you have to tell me the same again by saying ka'ela? Therefore must be that that's coming to tell me the principle ela ka'ela, that even relative to the root has the same din as the full difference between the absolute to the root of the ela and the dinim of the musafim. No, I'm not yet persuaded. Because even if it said the layom, okay? So if it wouldn't have said ela ke'ela, I might have thought that the idea of the kayom is dafka are for that day. Bring these on that day. But how do I know that of the number applies to every single day? Shar yomi lo yadana kama. I mean, yes, bring a carbon. That's what it's telling me. Don't I need to be explained? And how many should I bring layom? Exactly like today. Bring layom. Well, no, it already said ta'asu layom. Ta'asu means do the same thing. Ta'asu layom. Do the same thing every single day for 7 days. So I still have ela ka'ela to use as the principle statement that to the root is important. Abaya says, I know, with all these complications of Eila Ke'ela, it's clear in the way that the Pusik talks about this din itself. Because in Cain, if the idea of the carbon tamid is only because it is literally tamid every single day, so then why didn't the Pusik just say, Muvad Allah Taboker? And that's it, quiet. If you're not telling me a principle that is convertible elsewhere, then what's the point of saying Bichlala Shelo Olata Tamid? Must be that that is there to teach me the principle that Lamema Dahach Tidira Tigdom, that the Tamidut, which is also a Tidirut function, should always come first. Now, this, of course, comes to explain all kinds of important dinim, right? Because if you have a tefillah, let's say, that comes more often than another tefillah, it also comes first. So, for instance, suppose you had delayed your tefillah hamusaf on Shabbos, and now it's already time for mincha. What comes first? The carbon mincha, of course, we're talking about the din of the musaf. Then, actually, the musaf is less tadir than the tefillah's mincha, isn't it? Okay, so then the din is that you would have to do mincha first and musaf next, which is the halacha. Now, we don't do that in public because people will get confused. So on Rosh Hashanah, when we daven late, we do musaf first anyway. But if you're on your own and you got a question like that, it's a general rule that kol ha-tadir mechavero kodem et chavero. It's not only halacha in the actual korbanas. And now, a word from our sponsor. And now, in a word from our sleeping sponsor. Ah.
Hello. Hail the Gebirge.
Richie, the internet is actually cooperating with you this morning. So now let's take our second rule of what comes first. Kola mekudash mechaviro is also kodem et chaviro. Now, this doesn't tell us which one is more important, the mekudash or the tadir. But the Gemara will ask that later and see if we can be medayiket. But the second rule of kedima is that whatever has a greater level of kedusha comes first. Now, that doesn't mean that we define an entire thing by some putative measure of Kedusha, because there's a lot of different elements of Kedusha, some which are expressed in where they're eaten, some which are expressed in by whom they're eaten, some which are expressed in how long they are eaten, some which are expressed in where is the dam put on the Mizbeach, some which are expressed in are they a varim put on the Mizbeach. Each one of these issues, you can't actually set them up one against the other and say, well, this one is definitely more kosher because of X, and this one is more kosher because of Y, because you're talking about apples and oranges. Therefore, what the Mishnah explains here is that the Dinim B'Kudesh Mechavero is in the particular Aveda that you are currently called upon to do. So there may be certain things that carbon X goes ahead of carbon Y, but there may be other things in which carbon Y goes in front of carbon X. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that if you're in the middle of doing carbon Y, you're going to break for carbon X, but it means that if you have, you're in the middle of two things simultaneously, or you just had the opportunity to do the two things simultaneously, then that particular thing would be defined by the interrelationship. Let's say it's the Zrikas Hadam, or let's say it's the Hakrovas Ha'imurin, or whatever it would be. Would be defined by this level of mikudash. So therefore, the Mishnah wants to talk to us about the different elements that are part of the determination in which each one needs to be seen separately. So for instance, let's say you're talking about doing the zrika. Well, if you have the dam of a chatas and the dam of an eila, both of which come up for zrika at the same moment, then the dam of chatas is going to come first, because the dam of a chatas is more important in that it also brings ritzui, and it actually is mechaper even on chiyuve karet. The ola, on the other hand, is, remember, it's only sort of mikufya mechaper. It is mechaper, but it's not coming specifically for kapara, and it's only mechaper on missing out on a mitzvah taseh. So therefore, certainly the dam of the chatas is more critical, and therefore it comes first. Now, if it's a question of, let's say you have the Evarim, which refers to the meat of the Ayla, and you have on the other hand the Emurim, which are Dafka, those inner parts that are going to be brought from the Korban Chatas, which one comes first? Well, the Evrei Ayla would come before the Emurim of the Chatas, because, look, the Emurim of the Chatas are not what's Mechaper. It's the dam of the chatas that's mechaper. So now if you're up against the question of the evarim of the eila to be put on the mizbeach, these are different parts of the animals. You have the meat being put up for an eila, and you have the emurim that need to be put on the mizbeach for the chatas, then the eila is more critical because a higher level of kedusha. And since the Torah said, look, I want the entire eila, including both the emurim and the basar, to be put on the mizbeach, that means that the Avri eila are more important and more mekudash. Why? Mipneshu kalili ishim. Now, let's say you've got a choice in any of these elements between a chatas and an asham. Well, a chatas is going to come before the asham because the level of a chatas, which requires the dam to be put on the arba kronais and on the yesadam mizbeach, is a very special, unique darga of dam. And otherwise, you know, they would be the same. So the chatas comes first. Whereas an asham, even though the amount of time available for the achila of an asham and for a toida are the same, and for the el nazir is the same, They're all eaten just for one day, but nonetheless, an asham is more chomer because the asham is kodesh kodashim. It can only be eaten by kohanim, masha inkein the el nazir, and the teda, those are kachim kawit, and they can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim by anyone. They don't need to be eaten dafka in the azara by kohanim. Now let's say you've got a question of a toda and an el nazir. Okay. How about if they are up against bringing a regular carbon shalomim? They come first because we see that they are more chashev in terms of the way that the Torah limited their zman of achila, which gives them a certain similarity to the dinam of kodesh kadoshim, and therefore they go first. Mipnei she'neir chalom liyom echad. Plus, they have another very big chumrah. They have to be brought together with lechem. Four types of lechem for the teda, two types of lechem for the el nazir, and that is unique, which the shlomim doesn't have. However, a shlomim does have something that a bechor doesn't have, because it requires, first of all, shnayim shein arba, in terms of the matan domim, whereas the bechor, this is a great review of basic dinim, by the way, right? So that requires arba, meaning shnayim shein arba, whereas a bechor only gets one matan dam. And it also needs smicha, it needs the nesachim, it needs the tnufa of the chazav ashok, none of which apply to bechor. That gives it a higher darg of kedusha, and therefore comes first. What about the bechor? The bechor has got advantages of kedusha over the maaser, because, first of all, a bechor is kedusha tomi rechem, and the maaser is just something that you counted out and made this one kodesh. But that means that a bechor is more fundamentally and more basically kodesh, and therefore will come first. Not only that, a bechor is only eaten to kohanim if it's not a balmum, and it's given bedavka to the kohen to eat. Masha'in kein, the maaser is given to anybody. And therefore, that gives it a higher din of kedusha. Now, let's talk about comparing a difference between maaser, which is now the lowest level that we've gotten to in terms of the kedusha of the animals, and what if we've got the question of bringing the maaser first or a carbon oaf first? Well, maaser is going to come first because animals are specifically viewed as being more chashev than the oaf. We see this throughout the dinim of the karbonos. It's only in, if you're in a pinch, sometimes the Torah will allow you to bring an oaf, but essentially the zevach is more chashev. And that would mean, since it has vicha, it has shchita, not malika, so it's a real zevach. And there's two parts of the maaser, which are kodesh kodashim. That is a very strange thing to say, because, of course, the bird is completely kodesh kodashim, but we're going to be talking about that. So since it has at least two parts that are kodesh kodashim, namely the dam that's put on the mizbeach and the emurim that's put on the mizbeach, so those things are considered to be a darga of kedusha, and ofot in general are going to come before minachot. And that's because, again, we see throughout the dinim of the karbonos that something that has dam is always advantageous. If you can't even afford something that has dam, so then you're able to bring a carbon mincha in a super pinch, right? If so, you have dali dalos in certain very special cases like carbon oil of a yoreid. So then it would mean that the of would come first. How about the mincha of a chote versus the mincha of a gift, a mincha of a nedova? Well, a mincha's chote is more critical because it is coming for kapara, an echet. We already saw that idea all at the beginning of the Mishnah when we were talking about the oila versus the chatas. So something that is critical for chet is kadosh to come first. Now, if you got the difference between a chatas ha'of and an olata of, it always comes first, the chatas of. We have a special pusik that tells me that not only is it brought first, but also behegdesha. Also, if you have two birds, you've got to define which one is the oila, which one is the chatas. Always the chatas comes before, even in terms of being saying hare ze chatas, hare ze oila, and this is of din that we see from a pasuk to come into Gemara. So where do you get this idea, Bichlal, that a chatas comes on the one hand before an ayla benagazrika, but an ayla on the other hand comes before when it comes to hakrov? So don't we just look in general at the chashivas of the particular carbon? How do we know that we're supposed to break it up into the particular aveda that is in front of us? You know what I mean? The Tana Rabbanan, it seems to be a contradiction in the Pesukim, because on the one hand, it says, Ufar Sheni Ben Bakar Tikach Lechatat. Okay, so this is talking about now in Nase, and it's talking about the dinim of the Levium. We're trying to bring the Kedusha to the Levium. We're waving the Levium. We're bringing the special korbanas that are part of taking the Levium in place of the Bechoras. So it says, the Lashon over there is, V'lakchu par ben bakar, u'minchato solet b'lula bashamen, u'par sheni ben bakar tikach l'chatat. Now the question is, why does it have to say u'par sheni? I mean, like, what am I going to think? Even if you think that I would read V'lakchu par ben bakar u'minchato solet, u'par ben bakar tikach l'chatat, that that's a reference to the same par, because I need to say what the first one was, right? So therefore, it has to say par sheni. That's what you think? No. Because ibala lamechem shnayim. The pasuk also says, v'yaseyate echad chatat v'yata echad ola. So, I mean, I obviously know that there are two. If you're telling me just a few pesukim later, over there it's talking about the smicha. So it says, halavim yisbechut yideim arosha parim. And then it says, so there's no question that we're talking about two completely different parim over here. No way to confuse the two. So then why do I have to call it number two? Just say the par. So it's obviously not necessary to say because it is coming to tell me that you might have thought, if this is true, you might have thought that a chatas should come kodemet in all senses to everything that is there in the Ola. Because, I mean, it says over here in that pasuk that I just brought, Echad Chatat, first bring the Chatas, Ve'et Echad Ola, and then bring the Ola. So by saying Par Sheni Chatat, you're making it very clear that actually the Chatat can be number two and not number one. So I don't understand. If the pasuk said I have to make it the other way, that the echad chatat, so then why does it say par sheni? If it would have said par sheni, then that should mean the par of the chatas always comes second, which would mean yochote ola kodemet l'chatat l'chol ma'aseh. But it can't mean that, because it also said v'yaseh echad chatat v'echad ola. Now, how do we understand this? It's a direct contradiction. Is the chatas par sheni, or is the chatas rishon and the sheni is the ola? Okay, so. Ah, that is the basis for our making the logical determination. Now, when it comes to the dam, so when the dam of the chatas, which is coming to be b'chaper, is more critical than the dam of the oila. That's b'pnei shemiratze masha'in kein. When it comes to the avrei oila versus the emurei chatas, over there, the kalil of the boser of the oila is the basis of saying that the Torah is more makbid on the oila is being put on the Mizbeach than it is on the Chatas, and therefore it goes first. But wait a second over here. Remember, back in the beginning of the Masechet, we came out with the difference between the first Matana of a Chatas and then the Shlosha of the Chatas which follow. Why? Because only the first matana is ma'akev. Remember, kol anitanim al mizbeach achitzon shenatanam b'matana achat keeper. So only the first, you tell me it's critical, I need to bring this dam because it's b'chaper, but that's only true of the first matana of the dam. So how do you know that this would be true on any of the sholei shebechatas? Maybe only on the rishon shebechatas. So I would tell you, matana kamaita de mechaper, the first matana stam of achatas, which in fact is critical. And if I don't have that, I don't have the kapara. Okay, I understand that that has to come first. But if you're faced with a situation, which, again, this may be a very, this is all quite theoretical, because to be faced with a situation where you're certainly not supposed to stop in the middle, as we're going to see later on, but if you're faced with a situation where you just were able to do either the third matana, the second matana of the chatas, versus the first matana of an oila. Let's say there were no kohanim, whatever, something. Yeah, now all of a sudden we're coming back in, and we've got these two things to do. So then why is the Mishnah saying that any of the matanas of the chatas would come before? I don't see that follows. Ravina, excuse me, but you seem to have forgotten where this pasuk occurs. This pasuk was referring to which, all of this discussion about the Rishon, the Sheni, whatever. Where was that? We were talking about the Chatas Halevim, right? This was in Nosek. Now, when it comes to the Chatas Halevim, the Chatas Halevim is not brought for a kapara on a chait. It was just part of the ceremony that was able to bring Kedush to the Levim. Yes, I understand that it has this, like, this theoretical, you know, very spiritual connection to the chait of the Egel, and the Levim are coming to be mechaper on the Egel, and so on. But that's not the same as saying it's coming for a specific kapora. So if we're talking about a chatas Levim is similar to a normal korban oila, in the sense it isn't coming to be mechaper mamish. So even though the entire chatas Levim is similar to the oila in terms of not coming to be mechaper on a specific chait, nonetheless, the Torah is saying very clearly over here that it has to come first, right? Because we have that contradiction. Is it the oila first or is the chata first? And that means that the sholesh matonei shebechatas, which are not ma'akev kapora, are nonetheless, they're certainly going to be the same as the initial matona even of the Levim, and therefore they would come before the oila. B'ma'arova amri? One thing is clear, they say in Eretz Yisrael. For sure, if you're in the middle of doing things, then if you were matchil b'matanot, and you gave the first, the very fact that it had already been brought partially means that you're gomer all of the matanos first. Now, what about things that our Mishnah did not talk about? I mean, they talked about only matching up a one-to-one similarity. So let's say you would have the dam of the chatas and the evarim of the oil. How about that? I mean, you didn't tell me the interrelationship between the different sets. You only stuck to members of the same set. Dama chatas, dama oila, the emurim of the chatas versus the boser of the oila. But what about, you have the dam of the chatas and you have evarim of the oila to bring up on the mizbeah. Which one comes first? I mean, I could see it either way. I could say, well, the dama chatas, you said, is very chashuv, because it's Meratza. But on the other hand, you said the Avery Oil are very chashuv because they're Khalil. Now, those two things don't have anything to do with each other, so how do I know how they interrelate? Maybe the Avery Oil are Khalil, because they are Khalil. Tashma. Let's see, we have a dayak in the Mishnah, which obviously we can't, but remember the Gemara always goes through all of these types of diyukim to make certain that you understand that the Mishnah is talking about separate points that are not meant to be interrelated. So look, Tashma, let's take a look at the Mishnah that says, Dam Chatas Kodem L'Dam Ola. Isn't that Mashma, that the Dam Chatas only comes before the Dam of the Ola, but does not come before the Evrei Ola? No? No, of course not. Because Adarabba, if you think you could be Medayak that way, then you could be Medayak the opposite way from the Seifa. We're talking about the Evarim. There it says, Evarei Ola Kodmim Le'Murei Chatas. Mashma, according to the same logic, only Le'Murei Chatas does it come first, but not to the Dam of the Chatas. The Dam of the Chatas has to maybe come before. So obviously, each set is talking only about that particular Avodah in that set. Otherwise, the Mishnah is going to be full of contradictions. So therefore, which is the way the Gemara always uses the understanding that the Mishnah is not meant to be its diuk, it's meant to be the specific dinim for each particular set. And we're going to do this three times. for all of our different questions of the interrelationships between the particular Avodas, and then see how the Mishnah specifically makes it clear that it's not coming to address the inter-Aveda relationships. Our second question is, suppose you would have the other way around. You would have the Dom of the Eila versus the Emurim of the Chatas. How about that? Which one comes first? I mean, I could say the Dama Ola comes first because it's coming from a korban that has the chashivas of being a kalil. Or I could say the Emuri Chatas come first because they're coming from a korban that's mechaper. Now, this is a different question. This is the question of whether the overall power of one element of the korban casts a chashivas over the korban as a whole. So then when we're dealing with the aspect of the korban which is not critical to that particular level of Kedusha, would we still take into consideration the level of Kedusha that we spoke about? So the Dam of the Eila is not, of course, kolil, but it comes from a korban that's kolil. And the Mura v'chatas are not necessary for kapora, but the chatas is necessary for kapora in terms of its dam. So how do we look at the interrelationship of the overall special element of that carbon? Well, here too, Tashma. It says that Dam of the Chatas comes before the Dam of the Eila, from which I could be Medayik. Only the Dam of the Chatas, but if it comes to the Emurim of the Chatas, no. The Emurim of the Chatas don't come first. No, because again, Adarabba, take a look at the Sefer. It also says the Evorim of the Eila come before the Emurim of the Chatas, which means only the Evorim of the Eila, but not the Dam of the Eila, which of course leads to the opposite conclusion. So again, Mihal Lekel Mishma Mina, our Mishnah is not coming to actually indicate to us, even with a remez, the relationship of the different aspects to each other. It's talking only about the dinim of within the sets in the Mishnah. And that leaves us still with a third question of Iboilahu. How about if we jump levels? Let's talk about the Dam of an Eila and the Dam of an Osham. Now look, I mean, the Dam of the Eila is coming from a korban which is kolion. But the Dam of an Asham is actually mechaper. Now, I understand it's not mechaper in the same way that the Chatas is mechaper. It's mechaper even for things that are not a chi of chorus. Fine, I understand that that's true, but nonetheless, you never told me if I jump a level whether the general din of kapara would be more choshev also in terms of the Asham to the Eila. Well, let's look again to be medayik in the Mishnah. A jump of two levels. Dam Chatas, here it says, the Dam of the Chatas comes before the Dam of the Eila. But even if the Dam of the Asham, even the Dam of the Asham came before the Dam of Eila, isn't that what the Mishnah should have indicated? So here it's mashma, only the Dam of Chatas, but in Achinami, a Dam of an Asham is not choshev enough, because otherwise that would have been the biggest chiddush. We should have said it. Says more, not necessarily. Because bedinu diboilam is say dama asham. You're right. The bigger chiddush would have been dama asham. The problem is, again, the structure of the Mishnah in the Seifa. Since we want to talk about the relationship of the Evorim of the Eila to the Emurim of the Chatas, we have to talk about the Chatas, because if I would have said what would I have said? I would have said that it's kaidem le'emure asham. I would have said, oh, that might mean dafke le'emure asham, it's kadim, but it would not be kadim to the emure achatas, because since the chatas is more chashev, so because of that, I might have thought that maybe it's dafke adin in the busser of the eila to the asham, but not to the chatas. In order to say that greater chiddush, it said chatas in the beginning also, which gives us a gradual eila, chatas, asham, and that way we go down as we do all the way down to Bechor and then Meisim. Okay, wait a minute. From there, you're right. Okay, but let's take a look at another piece in the Mishnah that makes it clear that actually what the din would be. It says in the Mishnah that chatas comes before asham. Why doesn't it say Eila? So mashmen, only the Chatas comes before the Asham. But the Eilah does not come before an Lashon. Now, which part are we talking about over here? It could be anything, because this is the first time we're talking about the carbon as a whole, as opposed to a particular element, the Dam and the Murim. So I'm assuming that what the Mishnah means over here, when it says Chatas Kedem LaHashem, it's referring to the Dam, which implies that, in fact, the Eilah doesn't come before the Asha. No, how do you know? Maybe it means in terms of the Emurim. As a matter of fact, I think it's clear that it is referring to the Emurim. Dekanami. Take a look at the Lashon. Diktani. Mipnei shedama nitan. Now, what do you mean, mipnei shedama nitan? If we're talking about the Dam, don't say mipnei shedama nitan al arba kronos. Say mipnei shehu nitan, right? But it must be that we're talking about the Emurim, and now we say, in the Emurim, since the Dam of this carbon is Nitan on the Arba Kronos, and on the Yisod, that makes it more Chashem, which means that we are talking about Dafke the Emurim, not the Dam. So it's very reasonable to say what I said. Okay, then you said the Chatas comes before the Asham. So Chatas Kedem is for Asham, because the Dam Nitan al Arba Kronos v'al Yisod. I mean, you could say another din. Maybe the Asham is more Chashav, because the Asham should be Kodim, Shekein Yesh Lo Kitzva. Remember, we have the concept of a Chatas Bat Danka. You pay a quarter for a Chatas, but you have to pay two Shkalim for an Asham. So since it has a Kitzva, Kesef Shkalim, and that means that it's the only place that the Torah says that you have to have a minimum value. Mashenkin, we always say, as opposed to a chatas that you could buy even for a quarter, which we call a chatas bazdanka. So, doesn't that make the Asham more chashav in a way? It does. I agree. But nonetheless, the riboy on the mizbeach gufa of the dam is more important than just this question of the initial value of the carbon overall. Okay, then we said an Asham comes before Kodem Loteda and an El Nazir because it's Kodesh Kodashim. Well, I could say, Adarabba, the Teda and the El Nazir should be more Chasher because they have to be brought together with Lechem. You have the Arba Lachme Teda and the Arba Minim and the Shnei Minim of the El Nazir that is brought together. No? Isn't that given a special Chashivas? These are not, when I say Arba, I don't mean four pieces. I mean, 4D pieces, but four different types. So isn't that more chashav? It is. But if you're talking about the relative chashivas of kodshei kodshim versus kodshim kalim, that is a greater indication of the darga of chashivas than the question of needing to bring lechem. Filoachi, kodshei kodashim is adif. Okay, then you said, if you have a toda and an el nazir on the one hand, and a shlomim on the other hand, then we should do, actually, the Tod and the El Nazir, because they need the Lechem. So then they're all Kodesh and Kalim, so then we don't have the argument of Kodesh Kodashim. But I could still tell you that Shlomim are more Chashev than the fact that the Toda and the El Nazir are only eaten for one day, and that they have the Lechem. I could say Shlomim. Shlomim are brought even by its Sibur. Where are Shlomim brought by a tzibur? Who's going to tell me? Deet, 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 deet. Come on, schleppers. Come on. Where in the world are Shlomim brought by a tzibur? Who's going to talk, talk, talk? Ay, 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 ay. Maybe indeed.
Shalmet tzibur brought in Yom Tovim. Shus?
Where's the Shalmet tzibur on Yom Tovim?
No.
No. There are no Shalmet tzibur on Yom Tovim. However, I think it was Akiva that just mentioned. Who just said Shavuos?
Shavuos, baby.
Yes, sir. Shtei Alechem. It is indeed. So together with the Shtei Alechem, what do we bring? Kivsei Atzeret. And the Kivsei Atzeret are the Kivsei Shalmei Tzibor, the only time that a Tzibor brings Shlomim. And they are indeed Kachin Kachin. So we should say that since Shlomim have in them, not all shlomim, obviously, but there is a very special case of shlomim that can actually be brought by a tzibur, which is absolutely not the case of the Taida and the El Nazir. So then let's make shlomim more chashav in terms of precedence, the chashivas of the Kedusha, because they are brought even in a tzibur. Nonetheless, says the Gemara, you're right. that is an element of chashivut, but if it comes to the relative chashivut of the Teres HaKpara to be eaten only in the course of one day, that is a greater indication than the overall question about whether such a type of carbon could be brought by a tzibur. Okay, I have another question for you that I don't see clearly an answer to in the Mishnah. Now, suppose we have a Toda and an El Nazir. The Mishnah put them together, but and the Mishnah only compared them to the third member of this set, which is the Shlomi. But how about if we've got a competition in terms of what comes first between a Toda and an El Nazir? So I could say on the one hand that the Toda comes first because it has four different types of lechem versus the El Nazir that only has two different types of lechem, 40 separate pieces as opposed to 20. Odilma El Nazir caught him. Maybe the El Nazir is more chashuv because you can't bring just that El Nazir. You also have to bring together with it a carbon chatas and a carbon oila. Because the Nazir has to bring all three of those carbonas. So which one is more chashuv? Tashma can't bring it from the Mishnah, but I can bring it from the Braita. And there the Braita just finished discussing the Teda and the El Nazir, and then it says, Zo kudemet lezu, shezutu una arba mine lechem, vezu enetu una shei mine lechem. Obviously a reference to a case where you have an El Nazir on the one hand versus a carbon Teda on the other hand. And what we're saying is, the Teda comes first, the arba mine lechem are more important internally than the question of whether there are other damim externally that come along. Now you said shlamim comes first because shlamim have matan arba, which means, of course, shnayim shein arba, and they need also the sachim and smicha and chazav eshok. I mean, we could say a bechor is kodem because a bechor is born with kedusha, kedusha tomi rechem, and it's only eaten by kohanim. True, but a general principle is that greater number of avodot that need to be done with a carbon are a greater indication of the critical nature of that carbon vis-a-vis kedima and kedusha than the question of at what point it became kodesh or who it is that can be oichal. The next thing you said was the bechor comes before maaser because it's kodesh mirachem and it's nechal by kayanim. I could say the opposite. I could say Maaser has the very strange element that no other carbon has, namely, that even though the Torah says Asiri Yekodesh, we learn out from the Pasuk that if you made a mistake and you ended up calling the number 9, you got ahead of yourself. You called number 9 number 10. This was the most wild case. Call number 9 number 10. And then you say, wait a minute, no. This one actually is number 9, you know. So you call the number 10, wait, this is 9. So I'll make up for that. And then you get confused because since you called number 10 9, when number 11 comes along, you call it 10. So the thing over there is that all three of them are Kodesh. That's crazy. So then that would be called Mikadesh Lefanav L'Acharav. The number 10 can cast its Kedusha to the one before and the one after. Now, we don't have anything like that anywhere else, and that would mean that the Maaser has a Darga that goes, again, Kedusha beyond that of the Bukhar. True. But no, Afilohachi, if you're taking a look at the concept of Kedusha Mirechem, it's born with a level of Kedusha, doesn't require you to be Makadashit. So over there, it's clear that that would be more Chashev to us. Next case in the Mishnah was that the Maaser would come before Ofot because the Maaser is a min Zevach and the Ofot are not. But then you threw in this other thing that it has parts of it, namely its Dam and its Emurim are Kodesh Kodashim. Now, you could say the Ofot should come first because they're completely Kodesh Kodashim. I didn't say what that point was. True, but Afilo Achi min zevach odiv. The fact that it is a zevach makes it even more choshev than It's true. If it wouldn't have had any element in it, that would be Kadosh Kadoshim. I wouldn't have said that the Min Zevach is Chashav. But since I can't say that, look, it's not as if this doesn't have parts that are put up on the Mizbeach and that are Kulei LaHashem, the Dam and the Emurim, then I wouldn't have been able to say that the Zevach is enough to offset that. But now that I even have Chalakim of the Meiser, which, although it's true, the carbon as a whole is kachim kalim, but the elements that are put on the mizbeach have a din of kachim kachim, and they are called kadosh l'Hashem, then I can say that the min zevach is adiv. So that's the point. So filiachi min zevach adiv. On Ravina Bar Shila, I want to tell you a fascinating halacha that has to do with this nekuda. Let's say you took out the emurim of kachim kalim, and they went outside of the azara before you did the Zrikas Hadam. So now, normally we say that the Zrika of the Dam is what gives it the Kedusha to be Roy for the Mizbeach, which makes it able to become Pasol, Belina, and be Yotze, to be Nifsal with a Tful Yom. I want to taina that if you took them out even before you did the Zrika, that they nonetheless would be possible biyotze, because our Tana seems to imply that with this interesting halacha about the Oph and the Maaser, because it gave two reasons. It said the reason that the Maaser comes first is because it is a Zevach, and it has parts in it which are called Kodshei Kodshim, the Domim and the Emurim. Now, let me ask you something. I understand that you want to talk about the Emurim. Those are an important consideration if you're comparing the Maaser to the Oph. But that's because Emurim, there's no such thing as Emurim in the case of a Chatas Oph. Remember, the Chatas Oph, nothing is put on the Mizbeach at all, which is the reason that we are able to bring the Chatas Oph, even if it's for a Suffolk, because we're not going to be Makriv Chulin Vazara, because we don't put any of it on the Mizbeach. So I understand why you're mentioning the Emurim. That is, in fact, gives a higher level of Kedusha to the Maaser than to the bird. But the Dam? I mean, what's the point of saying that the Dam of the Maaser is put on the Mizbeach? I mean, so is the Dam of the Oph put on the Mizbeach. So you're not really adding anything. There's no greater Kedusha because of the Dam of the Zevach. So why mention it at all? I'll tell you why. He's not just blabbing the Tana. He's coming to tell me a big chiddush, that by mentioning the Dam together with the Emurim, he is hinting at something, namely, Elo Lafka Mashmalan, that the Emurim and the Dam have the same status, and therefore the same way that obviously Dam by definition means before you're Zorek the Dam, because after you're Zorek the Dam, there isn't Dam. So just like the Dam is Kodesh before the Zrika, so too the Emurim is Kodesh even before the Zrika, and it's called Kodshei Kodashim. Why does he call it Kodshei Kodashim? To tell me that just like the Dam would be Pasul Biyotze before the Zrika, so too what good old Ravina says, that's me, Af Emurim are Mifso Biyotze. That seems to be clear, says the Gemara. You know, it seems that this was sort of taken into consideration as a Dover Parsha. If you take a look at the Machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, I mean, they both seem to assume this. Nema Misayale, this idea of Ravina. It says here that there was a Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about what the din would be of Bisar Kachim Kalim Shiyashin Lefnei Zrikas Dami, which is exactly the case he's talking about. So Rabbi Yochanan says it remains kosher, and Rish Lakish says it's puzzle. Why? So Rabbi Yochanan says, look, if this basar is meant to be eaten in Yerushalayim, does it have to be eaten in the Azara? So how can you call something that is going out of the Azara into Yerushalayim, which is meant to go ultimately, yes, after the Zrika, but it's meant ultimately to go out of the Azara, so how can you call that Yotze? After all, in the end, it's Sofa Letzeit, so this is its place. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, it's possible, because Adayin lo higi hazmano, it's not time yet for it to go out. I have to first do the zrika before I makshir the basar b'achila, and then I can take the basar out. But note, what are we talking about over here? Basar. Not the same question. I'm talking about emurim. They are arguing about the basar, which is eaten by the people who are going to eat kashrim kalim, whoever it belongs to. So apparently, when it would come to the emurim, everybody would have agreed. So I kind of plug the basar machlokas being the basar is meant ultimately to go out. But if you were talking about emurim, which is never meant to go out, then everybody would agree. Both Rabbi Yochanan would agree that when it comes to the emurim, they will be pasul biyotze, even if you bring them back inside. So they all agree with me. Well, the Gemara is bringing this right. Says the Gemara, not necessarily, because the truth is that they would have argued Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish even about emurim. Who hadin debe emurim nami plige? So why are they mentioning dafka the din of basar? That's to tell me the kayach of Rish Lakish. That's where the big chiddush is. Even basar, which is sofo letzeit, and that you'd say, okay, I mean, there for sure there's nothing to discuss, right? There for sure it's not yotze, because this is its makom. Comes along Rish Lakish to say, all very nice to say, ultimately it's its makom, but adayin lo higi hazmano letzeit. Now the question is, if Ravina bar Shila can't say that all of the Amoraim necessarily agreed with it, it could be it's even a machlokas tanoi, lema ketanoi, because there's a braita that says about the exact case, emure kachim kalim, not basar, emure kachim kalim, she yotzu lifnei zrikas damim, Rebbe Eliezer amar ein mo'alin bahem, if they are outside before the zrika, there's no me'ila, even after the zrika. And you're not going to be chayev on pigel or nosar on tome. Why? Apparently because the zrika is useless, because it was already pasul. So therefore, remember, it can't be pigel, because remember, pigel's got to be perfect for pigel. And if you've got something else wrong, then it's not considered to be pigel. So if there was another pigam in the carbon, it's not pigel. It has to be brought, kiyochase, le pigel. So it's not going to be pigel. It's not going to be nosar, because only a carbon that you can eat. So biyom sivchachem yeachel umimachorat vehanotar ad yom ha-shlishi. But what if you can't even eat it today? Then there's no din of hanotar biyom ha-shlishi. So if something was nifsal biyotze, no din of nosar. There's no din of tomei, because it says kol tohor yochal basar. First, that means that only that basar, which is roy to be eaten by the tohor, a kohen who eats it betumas haguf is going to be chayev, right? But in this case, since it's possibly yotze, you would not call it tomei either. Doesn't mean it's mutter. Obviously, it means there's no chiyuv of kares for any of these chomer isurin. It's obviously going to be also because of yotze. So, I mean, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, afal pi kein, you're mailing them, and you will be chayev, mishom pigo naisiv tomei. So, okay, so apparently Rabbi Akiva holds that even though it was taken out before, it's not a psul. And I'm assuming we're talking about my labet ad ailina pligei. You took it out, then you brought it back in, and then you went ahead and you did the zrika. So the machlokas says, was it nifsal biyotze or not? So that's exactly what they're arguing about, which is Ravina's point. In which case, b'ha pligei. Mar savar nifsal biyotze, umar savar lo nifsal biyotze. Huh. So, I mean, we never like it for an Amora to come along and start stating opinion where there was a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Amar of Papa, no. It's not the case. I'll tell you, the case over here, if we were talking about where it was brought back inside before the Zrika, nobody holds that Yotze is going to passel the Emurim before Zrika. The question over here is that they were left outside while you did the Zrika. And this is a question of whether Zrika is mo'elet le'yotze, a new machlokas. Does Zrika work for things that are outside of the chatzer or in modern terms, outside of the Azorah. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, Zrika has no impact on something that's not even there, and therefore, how could it be chayev in Pigol Neiser V'Tameh if it's not Roy Lachila, because it was never Lutta Lachila? That's why. Not because it was Nifsal B'Yotzeh, whereas Rabbi Akiva holds, it wasn't Nifsal B'Yotzeh, neither of us hold it was Nifsal B'Yotzeh, and you say, but it wasn't inside when I did the Zrika, so who cares? Rabbi Akiva Shita is that Zrika is Ma'ala B'Yotzeh, which has nothing to do with Ravina. So where do you see it's about Lokas Tanai? This raises a completely new issue. Question is, how in the world could it be Rav Papa, of all people, who gave that answer? Rav Papa is the very individual who said, now, I mean, it sounds to me like it's the same issue. And over there, the Machlokas was also a Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And the question over there was, what if the Shtei HaLechem were not inside of the Azora at the time of the Zrika of the Dam of the Zifche Shalmei Tzibur? Now, the Zrika of the Zifche Shalmei Tzibur is what is Matir, the Lechem Ba'achila, because since they were brought together with those Karbonas are actually the Matir. So now the question is, if you were Mefagel in the Don, what would be the din over there? Are they Shayach to actually being affected by the Zrika or not? That's what you would have thought. And Rav Papa says, listen, let me explain to you the Machlokas. If they're outside at the time of the Zrika, nobody holds that Zrika would work on something that's outside. The Machlokas was Dafka, the question whether they became Nifza when they went outside. Well, what the heck? How could Rav Papa, who's the very one who said that don't think the Machlokas is whether they could become puzzled to go outside. No, no, no. The only question is if they were outside at the time of the Zrika. And now he takes the same Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, he twists everything around, and he now says, don't think the Machlokas is that it's talking about when they're outside. Nobody argues in that case, for sure the Zrika doesn't help. What's going on with Rav Papa? Hey, use your brains. It's a completely different situation. The Shtei HaLechem is nitar by the Zrika of the Zevach. But it's not part of the Zevach, is it? So, Hanimile Gabi Shtei HaLechem, yes, if it comes to the Shtei HaLechem, everybody agrees. How can a Zrika of an animal, which the animal has nothing to do with this bread, I see bread outside of the Azorah and say, the Zrika of that animal over there in the Beis HaMikdash, that is going to be Koveah, what the din is of the bread. What is this, abracadabra? I mean, quantum of physics, I mean, it has nothing to do with it. It's not part of the same thing. There, says Rav Papa. Yeah, okay, what is that? Obviously, it's not, nobody's going to say that the Zrika helps if it's not there. But we were talking about the Imuri. The Imurim are part of that actual behemoth that you're now being served the Dam on. So there, I say differently, over there, if it's outside, that's good for where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva have their machlokas. So it works out perfectly logically. I'll leave it to Rav Papa as well. We need to understand the difference between a gufa de zevach and between things that have a matir, but the matir is not part of what they are. It's a relationship that they have. If it's a relationship that they have, then it's very possible that they need to be in the same place. Okay, Rabbosai. Now, since I was kindly reminded by our dear Shmuel Hanina that today is Friday, and I had gotten all ready to give over the Mishnayos in Zovim and Friends today, being convinced that it was Thursday, since yesterday was Friday. That makes a lot of sense, right? So because of that, I'm thankful to tell you that we need to discuss when we're going to meet on Mitzvah Shabbos. If I've managed to confuse you as much as I'm confused, note that it's not worse than calling the Asiri Tashi, you know, and the Tashi Asiri, and the Achadisre Asiri. I mean, come on. So if that's goof of the sugya, it's easy to get mixed up between a simple Friday and a Thursday, isn't it? So what time would you say that we should meet on this Mitzvah Shabbos Kedesh? This is entirely now a function of our dear friends who have appeared out of nowhere except for Calvin and are going to tell us what exactly the time is. Please speak to us.
Eight is fine, Rabbi.
And Akiva, you go along with this? Eight is fine. Because, you know what, oftentimes, what it seems that the big N is really referring to is eight is fine for everybody else, but not for me. So I won't be there, but you can enjoy. Would you say that eight would be fine for Naftali?
Even for me, eight is fine.
Okay, then. Wonderful. So Bezrat Hashem, we'll see you at 8, but we don't want to exit without a word from our anthropologist from Mars, who wants to tell us what the local conditions are. And please, sir, go ahead. Bobby.
15.
5?
5:50.
You're kidding. Wow.
15 minutes after 5 o'clock.
My gosh. Man, you guys are swinging further and further apart over there. How are we ever going to get back to you? We'll see you, Bezrat Hashem, at 8 o'clock on Mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh. Wishing you all a wonderful Shabbos, Besorot Tovot, and Nisim to come in the Chodesh of Hanukkah. Kol Tov.
Amen.